B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody. We were just talking about how Pablo Escobar's nephew found $18 million in a wall. And everyone's like, wow. And he's returning it? Well, yeah, it's because the money was so old he couldn't do anything. Basically, like, dissolved in his hand.
Damn it.
Which we all agree that that's exactly what is going to happen to Melissa someday in her life.
Absolutely.
She's going to find a ton of money, not have to work. We know that she's not going to care about returning it. And the second she goes to open it up or take it, it's just going to, like, something's going to happen. It's going to dissolve in her hand. It's going to be God's big practical joke on Melissa.
The wind will sweep it away into, like, somewhere I can't reach it and I'll never get it.
Just turn into dust right in front of your face.
Yep.
But, my whole thing is, I don't care what scenario you're throwing at me, I'm keeping that money. You know what I'm saying? Pebbles is like, I need to find out who belonged to this story.
I got to think about it.
Okay, well, while you think about it.
I can't just take it. I'm not giving it to you.
Give it to me to hold.
No.
While you decide what to do.
To hold, right. That'll be gone.
I won't lose it, quote unquote.
One of our listeners actually messaged us and said that. And said like, Pebbles, while you're thinking about it, give it to me. And I'll do whatever research you need me to do.
Right, exactly. 833-973-0969. If you got a story. Hold on, Shannon got something here. Go ahead, Shannon.
So, about 15 years ago, when my daughter was a toddler, I went to Dunkin' Donuts to get my coffee and get her some munchkins. So when we're driving home, she's crying that she wants her munchkins. So I'm reaching in the bag, and all I feel is paper. So I'm like, they gave me a bag of napkins. I pull in my driveway, and I look in the bag, and there's $900 in cash.
Nice.
With a sticky note on top of it. Saying cash out draw.
Wow. That is the moral dilemma because you know exactly who it belongs to.
What do you do?
How you keep the money?
Take it back.
Listen, it's their mistake. But hold on, let's go. Let's go to the source. Shannon, what did you do?
Yes. I drove back.
Hold on. I'm going to debunk this right now. She had to because there's too many cameras. Something like that.
No. So listen to what happened when I drove back. I drive back and nobody's looking for the bag, right? Mm-hmm. And this is 15 years ago. So I go in and I go to the counter and I'm like, hey, you guys need me this bag through the drive through, and you didn't give me my munchkins. And the girl's like, oh, well, thanks. She's like, we never would have seen it again. We wouldn't have even known what happened to it. She goes in the regular Dunkin' Donuts bag.
Damn it!
And she tells me, then she rings me up for the munchkins that she didn't give me that I had already paid for because I didn't have my receipt.
What?
See,
that's the lesson right there. You never return the money.
That's not true.
You did the right thing.
It's true. She rang me up for the munchkins. I felt bad. Trust my friends and my husband were bragging on me, like, oh my God, I can't believe you brought it back. And I was like, well, you know, someone would have got fired.
Yes.
I would have been charged with a felony for stealing, and I would have seen it in the paper. I would have felt so guilty.
I'm proud of you.
Wow.
All right, well, Pebbles is proud of you, Shannon.
Thanks, Pebbles.
I'm still a little mad at you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.